Anne of Green Gables. Presented by Inkblot Theatre Company. Part 4.
Marilla! Matthew! Oh, come quickly!
Are you all right?
All right? Why, I feel like perfection itself. Oh, it's too beautiful to be true.
Quiet now, Anne. What are you shouting for?
Marilla, I feel as if my heart could burst.
Do you feel like sharing why that might be?
Well, surely you remember that the pass list came out today.
Yes, that was high on my list of things to remember today.
Oh, Marilla. Well, anyway, it's too good. It's just too good. I passed.
Yes, Anne, I had supposed that much.
But, oh, I had wanted not just to pass, but to pass high for you. You've done so much for me, you know, and I wanted to make you proud, and I did it. I did!
Of course we're proud.
But I didn't only pass high.
Are you likely to find the final point of this story soon?
Oh, let her be.
Why, I knew even passing high couldn't satisfy me if I didn't beat Gil... if I wasn't the first in the class. And do you know it? I was.
Congratulations, Anne.
Well, tied with Gilbert Blythe, but my name was first on the list.
You ought to be very proud of yourself.
Oh, I am, Marilla. It seems like a dream come true. Of course, I've imagined going to Queen's for so long, but I imagine many things and very few of them happen.
You deserve it. You've worked very hard, and I expected no less.
And I won't be alone. Why, Ruby Gillis got in, and she's going to study to be a teacher, though she says she'll only teach for a few years until she's married. And Jane Andrews is also going to study as a teacher, but she says she'll do it forever and never marry because they pay you to be a teacher, but they don't pay you to be a wife. Oh, and Charlie Sloan is in, and he says he's going to study politics and be a member of parliament, but Jane says he could never be a politician because he's too honest.
And what is Gilbert going to study?
I don't happen to know Gilbert's aspirations, if he has any.
I see.
Oh, I'm too excited to even think straight. I shall have to begin packing right away.
Packing? You won't leave until the end of the summer.
Well, I have to do something. I can't just go on as normal, Marilla, when my whole life has changed.
Very well. Throw your clothes in a trunk. But you'll only be taking them out again in a few days.
Oh, thank you, Marilla.
Only be down in time for supper. Perhaps I'll bring out some of my red currant wine to celebrate, now that you're old enough.
No, I don't think I'd care for any of that after seeing what it can do.
Raspberry cordial, then?
Why, I think that would be fine. Oh, but I really must pack!
That's our girl, Marilla.
Queen's Academy. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
There was never a doubt in my mind.
Like going to Avonlea Friday nights. It's a nice break from studying.
I simply can't understand these Latin roots.
Anne?
I'm sure I've seen them before, but they keep getting muddled in my head.
Anne!
Oh, yes?
I said it's a nice break from studying.
Yes, yes, of course it is, Jean.
You really ought to have left your books at home, you know.
But this way I can study on the train.
It's Friday night. We're meant to be putting the books away.
And what am I to look at instead? Ruby Gillis preening herself in every shop window she passes?
Anne.
Or Gilbert Blythe tripping after her and carrying her satchel?
What do you care who Gilbert Blythe walks with?
I don't.
Right.
Only, it doesn't seem as if Ruby would be the type of girl he would like to talk to.
Oh? Who would be that type of girl?
Well, someone with more sense in her head, for one thing.
Anne! She used to be your friend!
Well, she still is, I suppose. But regardless, she remains the least sensible girl I've ever met. She is beautiful, though. And I suppose if that's all he's interested in, it makes sense.
But Ruby isn't in line for the academic medal.
No. Oh, Jane, I can hardly dare to hope for it.
Wait up, Ruby!
There he goes again.
Why, Gilbert, I had almost given you up. I thought you left me to walk alone.
Alone? Well, that wouldn't be right at all.
I didn't think so either.
Only, I was talking with Charlie. Have you heard that they're awarding an Avery scholarship this year?
Where?
Here, at Queen's.
Are they? Well, I'm sure you'll get it if you want it.
It's not that easy, Ruby. It takes hard work.
Yes, well, you're awfully good at all that. Oh, Gilbert, won't you hold my hat? The wind is ruffling it horribly.
Jane, did you hear that?
Please, Anne. I'm in too good of spirits to give a thought to Ruby and Gilbert.
No, the scholarship. They're awarding an Avery scholarship. I can just see the look on Matthew's face if I won that. Wouldn't he be proud?
It's awfully hard to win.
I know. Well, I'm not saying I'll get it, but if I don't, it won't be for lack of trying. I'll work harder than anyone.
Than Gilbert Blythe?
Than anyone, Jane. Oh, can you imagine if I was able to be a B.A.? That would be wonderful.
I suppose that means you'll be studying again on the train.
I couldn't possibly go on the train. Waste all that time going to Avonlea and back? No, I have to go back to the dormitory. Right now.
But, Anne, Diana is waiting. You know how much she looks forward to your visits.
Oh, Jane, yes, I suppose you're right. What does it matter what kind of scholar I am if I'm a wicked friend as well?
That's right. Now give me that book and get on the train.
Why, Gilbert! You've gone and wrinkled the hat!
As long as we don't have to sit next to them.
Anne, you're awful.
Thank you all for attending this year's commencement for the Queen's Academy. It has been a long year, but our students have shown that great dedication and promise throughout, and I have faith that every one of them will go on to achieve what they set their minds to. Before we finish, I have the honor of announcing special honors for a select few students who have demonstrated particular academic excellence this year.
That'll be you, Anne.
Shh, you mustn't say anything or it won't happen.
First, our medalist, Mr. Gilbert Blythe.
He deserves it, I suppose.
Oh, Anne, it's all right. You'll get that scholarship.
No, it'll be Emily Clay. They've been talking about it for weeks.
And finally, the winner of our Avery scholarship.
It is not often that Queen's is permitted to award a scholarship of this caliber, but we were granted the funds this year and are pleased to announce that the winner is Miss Anne Shirley.
Oh, man!
Me? Is that what he said?
I'm so proud of you.
And with that, we conclude our commencement ceremonies. Congratulations to all of our students, and the very best of luck to you in your future endeavors.
Jane, I can't believe it. Did I hear him correctly?
Congratulations, Anne.
Oh, congratulations to you too.
So, where will you be attending college?
College?
You're a scholarship girl now, Anne. Where will it be?
Well, I didn't even dare dream I might get the scholarship. I haven't thought about it all that much.
Is that so?
Well, no. I'll be attending Redmond, I suppose. I'll see you there?
What?
No, I only meant... Well, I heard Ruby talking, and she said you were going to medical school at Redmond.
Oh, Ruby, no, she, well, it seems my father doesn't quite have the money to pay for medical school, so I'll have to wait until I can find the money myself. I'll find a teaching position somewhere in the meantime.
Oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
No, I'll enjoy teaching. In fact, they've already offered me the post at Avonlea. It will be nice to be home for a while.
Yes.
Anne, over here!
Oh, listen, I've got to go, but congratulations on the medal, Gilbert. Truly.
Thank you, Miss Shirley.
Anne!
Diana, you made it!
Made it? I wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh, Anne, it's splendid.
I can hardly believe it. Oh, but forget about the scholarship. It is so good to see you.
Is it? I wondered if you'd forgotten all about me. I heard that your new best friend is Jane Andrews. Stella Maynard told me you hang about her all the time.
Jane is a dear.
I knew it.
She is the dearest girl in the world except one, and that one is you.
Oh, I've missed you so much.
And I you.
Was that Gilbert Blythe you were talking with?
I suppose it must have been.
Oh, Anne, you always treated him so poorly. But I suppose you'll be seeing a lot of each other next year.
No, actually. He says he's not going to college. He's teaching, it seems, in Avonlea.
School without Gilbert Blythe? Everything will be far too easy for you. You'll have no one to compete with.
No, I suppose not.
I know you always hated him, but I'm sure you would have been bored silly in class without him.
I didn't hate him.
No? Then why did you snub him for so long?
You know, I can't quite recall. He really wasn't such an awful boy at all.
No, he was always so nice to you.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I'm sure you'll find a new adversary at Redmond.
A worthier foe than Gilbert Blythe.
There must be one. Redmond students better beware. Anne Shirley is coming.
Winner of the Avery Scholarship. How do you like that? I reckon you're glad we kept her now, Marilla.
It's not the first time I've been glad. You do like to rub things in, Matthew Cuthbert.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're pleased with me.
Pleased with you? Why, I've never been so proud in my life.
Do you mean it?
Don't go searching for compliments, Anne. But I find myself agreeing with Matthew.
I'm so glad. It seems like a dream. I'll go to Redmond in the fall, and after that... Why, there's a world of possibilities. I could go anywhere.
You can do anything, Anne. I surely believe that.
Don't go filling her head with notions.
Fine, then I'll go filling the horse's troughs instead.
Matthew.
Oh, don't fuss me, Marilla. I'm quite capable of tending my own horses.
Marilla, is Matthew quite well?
No, I'm afraid he isn't. He's had some spells with his heart this spring. I've hired a boy to help him, but the man won't rest. Maybe he will now you're home. You always manage to cheer him up.
Well, I'll do my best. But Marilla, you don't seem well either. You've been working yourself too hard. I know I was never a great help when I was a girl, but now that I'm home, I'll lift some of the burden. Then you can rest while I do the work.
It's not the work that troubles me, Anne. It's my eyes. I get such a pain in them. I'm not as young as I used to be, and even then I wasn't too young. The doctor's been fussing with glasses and such, but it doesn't seem to help.
Oh, Marilla.
No, you don't go fussing over me. The doctor does his best, and there's nothing else for it.
I only wish I could help.
Having you home is help enough.
But Redmond...
You must go to Redmond. Matthew and I wouldn't hear of you quitting. We'll be all right, Anne. We'll simply have to hire some more help around the place.
Can you afford it?
We'll manage.
Oh.
Matthew, are you well?
Matthew, what is it? Matthew!
I'll fetch the doctor. Stay with him, Anne.
Matthew, please talk to me, Matthew.
Anne. My Anne.
Yes, it's me. Just hold on. Marilla's gone to get the doctor. We'll have you right as rain. Just you wait.
I'm so proud of you.
I know, you've told me. Just breathe.
You've been a blessing to us, Anne. There was never a luckier mistake than what Mrs. Spencer made when she brought you to us.
Matthew, shh, it's okay.
I'd rather have you than a dozen boys. You're my girl, Anne. My girl.
Matthew! Matthew, no! Please, open your eyes! Matthew!
Let me see you, ma'am.
Matthew!
Anne, stand back. Let the doctor see him.
Please.
Let me see. I'm sorry, Miss Cuthbert. I don't think there's anything we can do.
You don't mean...
No, doctor, it can't be true, please.
It was painless, most likely. A shock of the heart. It's quick. I'll go into town and help make the arrangements.
Thank you, doctor.
Dearest Matthew, I hope you like these flowers. I picked them out with Diana from her garden. I feel I ought to have bouquets enough to fill a cart to show how much I miss you. But these will have to do. I want to find them beautiful. And perhaps I do. But I feel so guilty taking pleasure in things now that you are gone. but I know you wouldn't expect that of me. You would want me laughing and happy. So no, I will say it. They are pretty. At least Marilla said they were nice enough to bring to you, and you know how she is, so I imagine you'll like them well enough. Oh, Matthew, it will be awfully hard to have to leave Marilla. She says she'll have to sell Green Gables, that she can't bear to live there alone. I wept when she said as much, but there's nothing else to do. We just have to keep moving forward. Though I don't know how we're meant to do that without you. We will, though. I've given up the scholarship and been offered a position teaching at Cambity. It's not close, but I can come home on the weekends to see Marilla. Someone will have to.
Anne? Is that you?
Gilbert?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. I just... Oh, Anne, you've been crying. Are you all right?
No. I don't suppose I will be for a while.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Oh, don't worry. I know life will be beautiful and interesting again soon. Why, even today, Diana said something and I found myself laughing. I do know there is sunshine in this world. But I'm afraid for the time being, I have a rain cloud passing overhead.
I'm awfully sorry to hear that.
It's the way of things. But I am glad to see you. Makes the sunshine seem a little closer. What are you doing here?
Well, I saw you as I was walking, and I wanted to make sure you were well. You and Merla both.
Well, that's very kind of you.
And I wanted to tell you myself before... Well, you know how Mrs. Lynde can talk. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you... I've given up the position in Avonlea. I want you to have it, Anne. I talked to the trustees, and they're all for it.
I don't understand.
They want you to teach here in Avonlea, Anne. You could stay with Marilla, and... Well, I thought you would like that.
Of course I do, but... Gilbert, what are you going to do?
They've offered me a position in White Sands. I can teach there as well as I could here, and I've nothing to stay for.
Thank you, but I'm afraid I can't allow you to do this. To sacrifice your position for
me. Well, I've already accepted the position in White Sands, so there's not much you can do about it. Papers are already signed.
Gilbert, it's too good of you.
It isn't particularly good at all. It's just the right thing to do. Anyway, I was pleased to be able to help you. Say you've forgiven me, Anne. Please? Say that we're friends?
Of course. I forgave you ages ago. Didn't you know?
You did make it awfully hard to tell.
I'm sorry I've been so cold to you. It only seemed easier than... Well, you understand.
I understand. I think we were born to be good friends. And we've thwarted destiny long enough. What do you think?
I think we have years of lost conversations to make up for.
Let's not waste another moment. Will you let me walk you home?
Of course. Only before we go, stop for a moment and look around. Isn't it lovely?
What?
Everything.
Yes. It is.
Oh, I know a cemetery is meant to be a gloomy place, but in this light, with the grass whispering and the trees with their blossoms, and the lake shining like a lantern, I think it's rather beautiful.
It's a dear old world.
A dear old world. Dear old world, you are very lovely, and I am glad to be alive in you.